you recognize this clip from a classic movie?
Once a year, the eyes of the nation turn to this tiny hamlet in western Pennsylvania to watch a master at work.
Yes, it's from the 1993 film, Groundhog Day.
The master? Punxsutawney Phil, the world's most famous weatherman.
And what does this character, played by Bill Murray...
This is one time where television really fails to capture the true excitement of a large squirrel predicting the weather.
Have in common with a man from a much older story who had a close encounter with Jesus? Well, it has something to do with the power of gratitude. Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from the faith community at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. We invite you to subscribe to this channel to be encouraged, challenged, and strengthened in your faith. Each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary for this week and a brief devotion. I invite you to listen now to a reading from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 17. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 men with skin diseases approached him. Keeping their distance from him, they raised their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, show us mercy." When Jesus saw them, he said, "Go, show yourself to the priests." As they left, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he had been healed, returned and praised God with a loud voice. He fell on his face at Jesus' feet and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus replied, "Weren't 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? No one returned to praise God except this foreigner?" Then Jesus said to him, "Get up and go. Your faith has healed you." Now for a reflection on this passage written by Jonathan Wallace, pastor of the First Presbyterian Church in Foley, Alabama. Jonathan writes, "In the movie Groundhog Day, egotistical weatherman Phil Connors heaps snobbish scorn on the people of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, as they celebrate their special day. The next morning, he discovers that he is living the same day over again. This happens so often that he sinks into despair, even trying to kill himself, only to wake and live February 2nd once again. Finally, Phil tries a new approach. He takes an interest in the people around him, learns their stories, and does good deeds all over town. He lives the same day until he gets it right." Luke's text is also a story about getting it right. 10 people are afflicted by leprosy. They are isolated from their families and feared by their community. They approach Jesus as he enters their village. Jesus tells them to go to the village priest. During their journey, the disease disappears. They are free. They can go home. Nothing can stop them from breaking down the synagogue doors. No response was sufficient to repay that debt, but one man knew that something had to be done before he saw the priest. He went and thanked Jesus for giving him his life again. All 10 of the men with leprosy had their bodies made clean, but only one was made whole again. He was the one who got it right. There is a difference between being cured and being healed. The cure went to all. The healing came to the one who recognized the healer. This one man understood his own vulnerability. He learned that every day is a gift, an opportunity to live fully, not only for himself, but for others. Every day is a chance for us to get it right, to thank the one who gives us life, and to reach beyond ourselves and care for others. Every day is not Groundhog Day, but thank God, every day is Thanksgiving Day. Lord, thank you for forgiving my mistakes and for the time to get it right. Your love and forgiveness are never-ending gifts, for which a simple thank you can never be enough. Amen. Thank you for joining us this week for the Good We Can podcast. This is Bill Onsio inviting you to join us for worship this weekend at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We have two in-person services on Sunday morning in our church sanctuary at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. Our service is also streamed live on our YouTube channel. For more information, visit our website at sunprairieumc.org. This weekend, we also invite you to bring your pet, leashed or caged, or favorite stuffed animal, on Sunday at 1 p.m. behind the Wesley House for our annual Animal Blessing. If you're not able to make it in person, we will be live streaming the event on Facebook. Have a blessed weekend, and we hope you'll join us next time for The Good We Can.